We're going to be looking at Obadiah 1:15. But before we do, I want to dive in and I guess just give you a quick announcement, reminding you that on July 5th, this coming Sunday, we will be meeting as a church outside, and masks are not required. We're excited about this, and we encourage you to make fun of it. Have a good time with it. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets, bring things that will make you comfortable. Wear hats, protect yourself from the sun, but come on out to enjoy fellowship and worship as we praise the Lord in the parking lot. And we're excited to do this together, and we hope that it's an encouragement to you, and we hope more people are able to gather and rejoice. We will have song sheets for you to be able to worship together. We will have the sound system set up. We will be ready, but we want to encourage you to come and share with other people so that others can come as well. If you have questions about what you can do, what you can't do, how this is going to all work, please call the church or email us. We would love to get back to you and answer any questions that you have. But we're excited. Pray, Lord, that the Lord draws more people out. Pray that the Lord brings honor to his son through the way in which we do this. But, you know, maybe this is a little bit behind the eight ball, but a lot of people have been talking recently about the concept of justice. And this is an important topic. Justice over all different kinds of things. It seems to kind of be coming at us in kind of a rapid fire. People have been talking about justice over racial prejudice. Justice over the destruction of monuments and property. Justice over the unequal criminal punishment. And even justice over the sins of the founders of our country. When the world seems unjust, when justice seems to be cried out for and longed for and seems to be beyond our fingertips, sometimes people can take things into their own hands, which is wrong. And sometimes people can lose hope that things will ever get better, which is also wrong. And sometimes we can even forget that God is good and that he will judge the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the white and the black, with his pure justice in the end. I want to just note one verse from the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, which is only one chapter, but in verse 15. And this book is one of judgment. Judgment that God is promising to deliver against those who look like they've gotten away with it. In Obadiah 15, chapter 1, 15, it says, "The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head." Here in this short verse, we are reminded that God's judgment is near. And that God's judgment is not just near for some. It's not just near for the poor or for the put down or for the uneducated or for the lost, but it is near for all nations, which is another way of saying all people. We must never forget that as people of God, we are to act justly. We are to love well and forgive easily according to the scriptures. And we are to trust also that God has the ability to bring all wrongdoers to judgment. That no one will get away with it. That no one will be able to avoid his true and holy judgments. It says earlier in this book, in verses 3 through 4, "The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights. You who say to yourself, 'Who can bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord." No one, no matter who you are or what you have done or what you have come from or what you have built, no one can avoid the judgment of God. This is why the righteous can find comfort even in a world where injustice reigns. Because we know and we rest in the reality that no one will be able to escape God's justice. No one. And this is why we warn people. We warn them that they must repent and believe in Jesus, for unless they do so, that they will endure the full weight of their sin before God Almighty. And that is a terrifying place to be. A place that no one will be able to stand up under. And finally, this is why all those who claim to be in Christ need to walk in obedience. We need to remember that being in Christ is never a license to sin. If we have made peace with injustice and other sins, then we need to repent, or we need to check ourselves to see if we are even in the faith. Because no one, apart from those who have believed in Jesus and who walk by His grace in growing obedience and righteousness, will be able to avoid God's faithful, righteous, and ultimate judgment. Remember Obadiah 1:15. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. So in light of this beautiful and wonderful reminder of God's ultimate justice, that He will judge all, that it will be punished, let us calm our anxious hearts, because God's justice cannot be escaped. No one is beyond the reach of His just hand. Let this calm us. Let this cause us not to act out rashly, but let us live in peace, knowing that whoever it is, no matter where they may be or what they have done, no matter how rich they are or what the color of their skin is or what uniform they dire, that God's justice cannot be escaped. And let us remember this so that we can seek to treat even the unjust with grace by showing the gospel to them, by declaring to them that no one is safe in their ivory towers. No one is safe even up in the stars. Let us share the gospel with them and warn them that they cannot get away with it. Injustice will not be tolerated by God in the end. And let us also test ourselves so that we can have confidence in knowing that we will not endure God's judgment, the weight of which we could never stand, no matter who we are, where we've come from, what we've done, or the color of our skin. Let's test ourselves, knowing that we can have confidence in knowing that we may have life and life abundantly and grace and peace with God, not because of what we have done, but because of the work of Jesus Christ. And that work has not been vain in us, but that work has caused us to be changed so that we do not make peace with sin, no matter what it is and what it causes. Friends, let the righteous fear and understanding of God's coming judgment never be lost in our hearts, our actions, or our witness. Justice will reign. Let us trust God in that, and let us be active in seeking it, and let us be humble in waiting for it. Let us be faithful in proclaiming it. Our God is a just God. He does not judge one on a different standard or a different scale than he judges another. Let us trust in Christ that he will make things right, that he will do what is good, and he will judge rightly and eternally. Let us never forget and never stop to proclaim that our God is a just God. And let us live in light of his justice.